Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia joined now by Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan, appreciate it. Ryan McDonough joining us here as the NBA trade deadline passes yesterday. Your general thoughts, who are some of the winners and losers at the deadline?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on. I think the two big winners that stand out to me are the LA Clippers of the contending teams, given that they added Marcus Morris without giving up a whole lot. They were able to keep some of their best young prospects and Landry Shamet and Fiondo Cabangeli out of that deal with the Knicks. So I understood the deal for both sides. The Knicks are rebuilding and they wanted assets and they got a pick and a pick swap in the deal. But I really like it for the LA Clippers. I think Marcus Morris helps give them some versatility, helps give them some depth. And the fact that the Clippers made a big move and the Lakers did not, I think is a clear win for the Clippers. And then the second team that stood out, guys, to me was the Miami Heat. I like the addition of Andre Iguodala, but what I liked as much as anything about that deal is they got off of two bad contracts in Deion Waiters and James Johnson. They also brought in another versatile wing in Jay Crowder, and they created more flexibility going forward where Miami could have a 50-plus win team this year and also potentially be a player in free agency as soon as this summer. So the teams in L.A., starting with the Clippers, and then secondarily Miami really stood out to me.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Miami. I mean, we were kind of surprised at the season that they're having. They look great. Are they legit contenders with this move now in the East?
You know, I think they're still a tick below the Milwaukee Bucks, guys. If I look at the Eastern Conference, I have Milwaukee in a class of its own. They're 44-7. Their point differential plus 12.5 points a game is historically good, and they're on pace to win 70 games. So I look at the Bucks. They're good offensively. They're good defensively. They're in the top two in offensive and defensive ratings and lead the league in pace. So there really aren't a lot of holes in the Bucks. I think the biggest questions for them won't be answered during the regular season. We all know what happened last year when they won 60 games and rolled through the Eastern Conference playoffs until they were up 2-0 in Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals and then fell apart, losing four games in a row. So I think Milwaukee will continue to steamroll through the Eastern Conference. They're the clear number one seed and the best team. And I think Miami improved yesterday, but I still think they have a ways to go to catch the Milwaukee Bucks.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough, our guest here in the sports bar. The other, another big trade, Wiggins going to Golden State, Russell to Minnesota. Let's talk about Golden State. Obviously nothing this year, but how do you think that plays next year when the Warriors get all their pieces back?
Yeah, guys, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's a chance. I don't know if there's a good chance, but I do think there's a chance that Andrew Wiggins never plays a game alongside Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and here's why. I think the biggest motivation from Golden State to do the deal with Minnesota that they did yesterday was to get Minnesota's first round pick in 2021. It's only protected to three. And so what that means is with the Warriors' own pick in this year's draft, which is currently slotted number one in the lottery, and Minnesota's pick a year and a half from now that is only protected to three, they have two very valuable trade assets. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if they take those assets, especially after the lottery in this May when they know exactly where their pick will come convey and look around and see if there's a player who's better than Andrew Wiggins in the short term, who fits in well alongside Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and can help them compete for a championship again as soon as next year, more than they think Andrew Wiggins would be able to help them.
Very interesting. Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger Mataglia. Ryan, your former team, the Celtics, did not make a move. Was that surprising to you?
It was a little bit surprising. One of the things that I assure you guys know that I think is important for your listeners to keep in mind as well is the trade deadline came and went yesterday about 24 hours ago, but the buyout deadline still remains. And I bring that up relative to the Celtics because there are veteran players around the league, especially a guy like Tristan Thompson in the Cleveland Cavaliers, who is on an expiring contract on one of the worst teams in the league and obviously did not get traded yesterday, that I think may be available in the buyout market. So keep an eye on Tristan Thompson and potentially getting bought out or waived by Cleveland, and then I think the Celtics would be at the top of the list as far as teams that are interested in his services. Other teams like the Houston Rockets and LA Clippers come to mind as well. So they didn't make a deal yesterday. I think they looked and just figured the price was too high. I heard teams were being very aggressive as far as what they were asking, especially for frontline talent. So the Celtics decided to stand pat. I think they're ahead of schedule at 35-15 with a relatively young roster, and they didn't want to make a bad deal just for the sake of making a move.
Radio.com Sports Insider Ryan McDonough, our guest here in Sports Bar. Let's hop around the league here, get your thoughts on some different franchises. Ryan, has there ever been a defending champ in any sport as underappreciated as the Toronto Raptors? Tonight they're going for their 13th straight win. How have they been able to do it this after losing Kawhi Leonard?
That's a great question. I think it starts with their defense. They have the second-ranked defense in the NBA behind only the Milwaukee Bucks, and also their depth guys. And they've done a phenomenal job there. Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster, their group in the front office in Toronto has really identified undervalued guys. Fred VanVleet was undrafted. Chris Boucher was undrafted. Terrence Davis, the rookie from Ole Miss, another undrafted guy. So those are three undrafted players who were under the radar and fell through the cracks that other teams passed on, and the Toronto not only acquired but developed, and those guys are rotational players on one of the best teams in the league. So Kawhi's departure and Danny Green going out the door, that got a lot of attention, as it should, this past summer. But keep in mind, this is a very talented, deep team with a great culture, and now with that championship experience, and I think there's a reason they're second in the Eastern Conference, and have a chance. If anybody has a chance to push the Milwaukee Bucks in the East, I think the Toronto Raptors are at the top of that list.
All right, Ryan, we touched on the Celtics, we touched on the Raptors. Let's touch on the other team that most NBA fans in our region pay attention to. Unfortunately, it's the Knicks hiring an agent to be their team president. Does it even matter? Is this a franchise that is ever going to be able to win with James Dolan as their owner?
Boy, that's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer to that. The recent history and recent track record, I guess maybe not that recent, we're talking about two decades, that's probably not. However, I'm a Leon Rose fan, guys. I like Leon personally and professionally. When I heard earlier this week that the Knicks made the change with Steve Mills going out and that they were going to look at an experienced player agent, I was a little bit skeptical. And then when I heard Leon Rose's name in particular, it changed my mind a little bit because I'm such a fan of Leon personally and professionally. So he'll give them immediate respect around the league, starting with the league office and the other teams and front offices. And most importantly, I think players around the league. But the million-dollar question, and the one I think it's hard for the three of us to have an answer to today, is what kind of autonomy is James Dolan going to give Leon Rose to do his job? And how involved is James Dolan going to be? It seems like one time over the last few decades he was not as involved, and that was when Phil Jackson was the president. So obviously it seems like that was the wrong guy to give that kind of autonomy and control to. However, I think if the Knicks want to be successful, James Dolan needs to look in the mirror and say, if I'm going to bring in Leon Rose, I need to let him do his job with minimal to no interference and then judge him on the results over a period of time.
Ryan, let's head down a little bit there past New Jersey to Philadelphia, where the Sixers have lost four in a row. What's wrong with this team? I mean, Ben Simmons called them soft. Is this just a down cycle and rather long NBA season? Or from what you see, is there something a little bit off with this team right now?
Yeah, there's something funky in Philadelphia, guys. The fact that they're 31-21, they've lost four games in a row. They're great at home. As you guys know, they have the best home record in the league at 22-2. And then on the road, they're 9-19, which seems impossible given the talent on their roster. So that was the team for me, guys, that earlier this week I'm on record as having said I thought they needed to make a big move, and they didn't do that. And the reason I said that is I think organizationally you need to be consistent with your direction, and I think over the last year or so Philadelphia has been maybe the most aggressive team in the league, trading for Jimmy Butler and then bringing in Tobias Harris in season last year, and then this summer getting Al Horford and doing the trade to bring in Josh Richardson. So they were aggressive then, and I was a little bit surprised with how poorly this year has gone relative to expectations, that they were so passive yesterday. I think Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks will help, but that wasn't the kind of big move they think they need in Philly. And as I look up and down the Eastern Conference, I think there are at least four or five teams ahead of them right now, which when you have a payroll that big and the expectations the 76ers had coming into the year, a first-round exit was not something they had in mind.
Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Ryan, the Lakers obviously compelling this year, now 2 weeks removed from the Kobe Bryant tragedy. Does that tragedy bring that team and that community together, galvanize them, and allow them to go on a magical run and do it for Kobe? Or is this going to be a burden that becomes too much for this team to bear moving forward?
It's a great question. I think there is some added pressure, although I think even prior to the tragedy a few weeks ago, the chemistry was really good with that team. And I think that was a question mark that a lot of us had coming into the season with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Those guys are obviously superstar players. But how would a guy like Kyle Kuzma respond, who has a lesser role now that he has two stars alongside him? Or how would Dwight Howard fit in? And personally, I had a lot of questions about Dwight Howard, given that how it had looked at his last four or five stops. And he's been phenomenal playing a role for the Lakers. So I do think there will be some added pressure. I think if any player in the league is equipped to handle that and bear that burden, it's LeBron James. He's been through every scenario imaginable. Now, that being said, guys, I still have him a notch below the L.A. Clippers. I picked the Clippers to win the championship prior to the year. They've been good, not great so far, but I think a lot of that is because they have been doing the load management thing to some extent, and they haven't been fully healthy. When they've been healthy and engaged, the Clippers have looked really good to me. I think they're deeper than the Lakers are, and so I really like both those teams to meet in the Western Conference Finals, but at this point I have the Clippers just a nose ahead of the Lakers.
Yeah, the West is so much fun, as you know. If it's not the Lakers or it's not the Clippers, I mean, of all these other teams with this talent, whether that's Denver or Utah, maybe Dallas, who would be the one team that you would say would pose the biggest threat to either the Lakers or the Clippers?
Well, the first thing I'd say is the Western Conference is a lot more fun now when I'm on the radio with you guys and not the general manager of a rebuilding team
right.
trying to beat these superpower teams. To answer your question, I look at two teams, and I have a hard time picking which one. The Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz, I think, are both really good. Utah hasn't played as well lately. They went on an incredible run for about a month from mid-December to late January. They were the best team in the league during that stretch. But they have more offensive firepower now in Utah than they've had in years past. They have more shooting, more floor spacing. The big question I have with the Jazz is Mike Conley hasn't played as well as anticipated in a Jazz uniform, and will he be able to figure it out over the last third of the season and into the playoffs? And then Denver, I really like. I think if I had to pick one of those two teams, I would put Denver ahead of Utah as far as being able to push the Lakers and Clippers. The second best team in the Western Conference last year. They were a few minutes away from going to the conference finals, and they're younger but more experienced this year. Guys like Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray going through that playoff run a year ago. They're a terrific home team, as you guys know, with maybe the best home court advantage in the league. So I really like Denver. I think they are the third best team in the West, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if they found a way to get past the Lakers or Clippers and play in the Western Conference Finals.
He is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough joining us his inaugural visit into the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And because it's your first time in here, Ryan, we let's get to know you a little bit more. We remember your dad, Will, and the work that he did, obviously, at the Boston Globe, covering sports at the highest level. What was the best advice that he ever gave you as you entered this field?
Yeah, great question. Well, it's funny. The first advice that I remember him giving us is don't go into newspapers. Don't be a sports writer because there's no money in that. So, I think Sean was the first one to take that advice literally. My brother Sean, who broadcasts for ABC and ESPN. He just encouraged us to follow our dreams, do what we want to do. For those who don't know the family background, my brother Sean, as I mentioned, works for ABC and ESPN. And my other brother Terry is an executive with the Arizona Cardinals. So our parents, our mother in particular, tried to get us into the arts and other things, but really, guys, we just gravitated towards sports. Like you guys, you know, talking on the radio and like what we're doing now, we realized that talking sports all day or being involved in sports certainly beats having a real job.
Yeah, I think your brother went to Syracuse, if I'm not mistaken. Where are you in Orange, or did you actually go somewhere else, Ryan?
No, I went and looked at Syracuse, guys, and I was up there on a sleeting November day, and then I went to the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill for a visit, and it was 65 and sunny, and there were some co-eds walking around, and so I ended up at UNC. That's the short version of how I ended up at UNC as a broadcast journalism major.
Wow, it's too bad, because you'd be missing out on a great day today like we have in Rochester with just a wintry mix and nice good like inch and a half of slush on all the roads. I mean, it's beautiful this time of year.
Well, I won't tell you guys what it's like here in Phoenix as I sit out and look at the sun and look at my pool while I'm doing this call with you.
So
I won't subject your listeners to that.
You guys can
call me back in July and let me know what it's like when it's 115 degrees here.
Well, I got to imagine that you deal with that 115 degrees the way that we deal with the snow. But we watched that Phoenix Open last week, and I'm just watching it with just envy. I'm like, my God, blue skies, sunshine, green grass. Oh, that's what it all looks like. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It's good to see that you're down there enjoying your time in Phoenix, Ryan. I really appreciate the time this afternoon. I hope we get the chance to do it again here soon through the second half of the NBA season and towards the postseason.
Yeah, happy to come on with you guys anytime. I appreciate the time.
Ryan McDonough, NBA Insider, our guest here in the Sports Bar. NBA Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can also hear Ryan on Scal and Pals, available at Radio.com, wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA trade deadline from Ryan and others. Just search Scal, wherever you find your podcast.
Yeah, Scal and Pals there on the radio.com app or wherever you listen to your podcast. Good stuff there from Ryan McDonough. Learn a little bit more about his thoughts on the winners and losers from the trade deadline. Interesting that he's got the Clippers as the better team in the West. He's got the Clippers winning it all this year.
How would you think that would play in terms of the rest of the country? I mean, that's all they'd be talking about in L.A. if it were Clippers-Lakers. Would everybody else just go? I think because of LeBron and because of what has happened with the Lakers are going to become the sentimental favorite. Everybody is going to be pulling for the Lakers that doesn't have a horse in the race. And I think the longer the Lakers go, the better for the NBA this year.
It would be something, though, to see Kawhi. And you know, you can make the argument this might be part of the reason why the NBA ratings are down as much as they are, is the best player in the game.
He's out there.
He's a stiff. Well, he's out there, but he's also a stiff. Like, Kawhi is not very charismatic. He doesn't do a lot of stuff with the media. And, you know, we want to love the guy, but ultimately, there's not a lot of personality there.
Well, the funny thing is he more of a villain in Los Angeles? He's somebody that left Toronto, grew up in L.A., and thumbed his nose at the opportunity to play for the Lakers. To me, I think if we asked average L.A. sports fan, they're not down with Leonard. If you're a Clipper fan, yes, but everybody else, no. He's the villain.
If you're a Clipper fan, you love him even more for doing what he did to the Lakers. I mean, that's how you build loyalty within your franchise and with your fan base. I think that move is outstanding for the Clippers. And man, if they were able to pull it off and if they did win an NBA championship in LA over the Lakers, the year that you have this Kobe Bryant tragedy, what a story that would be.
Who's coming out of the East? We didn't even get to ask him about Milwaukee, but you have Boston to 35 wins. You have this Toronto team. Nobody saw this coming. Everybody thought Toronto would just kind of fade off, not make the postseason, and they'll be there. I think they're a second-round team, and they'll get bounced. I don't know if Miami's real. I agree with Ryan on that. I like them picking up Iguodala. They're building more for the future down in Miami.
Let's get some news and notes from around the NFL out of the way next with NFL appetizers. We'll serve them up to you in bite-sized form. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, we got some Bills news today as they hired a line coach. We'll tell you a little bit about the background of the new hire. We have news from the Browns today. CBA news. Joe Flacco, is he done? He's actually popping up in the news today as well. A lot to get to here in NFL apps.
Amherst hockey tonight, 7 o'clock. Syracuse in town tonight at Blue Cross Arena as the Amherst take on the Crunch. And it's brought to you in part by Wilbert's You Pull It. Having trouble selling your car online? Will your truck not pass inspection? Sell it to Wilbert's. Call Wilbert's You Pull It at 315-589-2222. Visit them online at WUPI.com or stop in store at 4936 State Route 104 in Williamson and get cash for your car, truck, van, or SUV today.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion? We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.